by Wanda Sabir. I didn't write poetry about my cancer diagnosis or removal. I paused, danced, walked through wilderness where all I saw was Shamsara, into the lighted next moment. It felt like when I went under during surgery, body functions, heart and lungs and circulation, all the invisible forces controlled exteriorly. When I awakened to a great popsicle, urinary functions and a warmed white blanket, all had to be well. I was still here. It was another Ramadan season, the year 2021. My favorite Ramadan is my favorite time of year. And here is a new Ramadan season, 2024, 3 years later. I am still here, cancer-free. Free, what a concept. What a word. What can I do except continue the dance in wonderment? I was saved to share this note another day and to perhaps read it again next year and the year after. Right now, I am feeling blessed, so blessed to be able to reset. Beings with brains that don't recognize off switches have trouble with this function. Cancer changes all this. There's more we don't control than we do. I think this recognition is humility. Humility is having a cancer diagnosis and living. I am humbled by the experience and remember my survival and my life daily. I am thankful. Everyone is not a survivor. My Auntie Theo Gail did not survive her diagnosis. But then again, maybe she did. She lived her life with the crazy cells doing their thing a long time, 5 years after diagnosis. She just adjusted her routine, bought a house without stairs, took advantage of her good days to do more, relied on pharmaceuticals that worked, held her peace, surrendered. While living with this disease, she spent a few weeks in New Orleans with her big sister who raised her. She'd unwrap presents with her granddaughters. She argued playfully with her husband of 57 years, Uncle Purnell. She got to mother two amazing adults, and again, grandmother, grandsons, nieces, and nephews, and great-granddaughter. My auntie was busy. Busy, yet she had time for me, too. We shared laughs and tears of mother loss. Poetry. The poetics of a life with cancer, without cancer, is too much sometimes to contemplate, let alone live. I am happy, and yet I walk with fear. I have to stay in my body and breathe away the darkness which descends like clouds on, I have to stay in my body and breathe away the darkness which descends like clouds in sunny California a few days before Good Friday and Eid al-Fitr. And the day we get to dream about second chances and starting over as we do whenever we choose. Resurrection is real for us. Ah, life without cancer. It's too bad it took this threat to order my life, to look at what was most important and center that. It is still a journey. Every 6 months I get nervous. My blood pressure is immeasurable. I start shaking. I wonder, is this it? Is this it? Is in the future. None of us gets out of this life alive. At least this is what I have heard many times, and no one I buried or whose ashes I sprinkled or whose ashes I look at on the counter in my kitchen or to whom I pour libations, light candles or blow bubbles and dance with have returned. And yet they are here and not here. Ashe. Much, much, much thanks.